Welcome to Delta State University Career Center's podcast of Interviewing 101. In this audio tutorial, we'll discuss tips and secrets that will help you prepare for and ace your next job interview. To find out more about our office or to download a transcript of this podcast, visit us online at http://careerservices.deltastate.edu. Interviews can be very stressful and should be taken seriously. There are tons of books, articles, and videos out there that help coach you through the interview process. I found that the scariest part of the interview is the unknown element. While your first interview may seem foreign, many of us have been in a similar situation tons of times before, even if you've never been on a real interview. Treating your interview like your first date with a new love interest is a great way to think about the process. First, look your best. You'd never go on a first date with Mr. or Miss Wright without dressing to impress. When I lived in the residence halls, I remember the drill. If a guy really wanted to impress a girl, there were certain steps. First, take a shower. Two, find a clean shirt. Three, get a haircut. Four, shine your shoes. And five, drown your desperation with cologne. The same goes for your interview. Looking the part for the job is the most important, and nowhere is the old adage, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, more true than in the interview process. In my opinion, a well-fitted suit is the way to go. Think conservative. Suits in grays, blacks, or browns are your best bet. Make sure that your hair is well-kept and clean and trim your fingernails. For guys, no jewelry, other than a watch and a wedding or class ring. For the ladies, with jewelry, less is more. Apply the rule of one. One ring per hand, one watch or bracelet per arm, one necklace, one pair of earrings, and one pin or brooch if you choose to wear one. And ladies, leave the big gold purse at home. The only difference, leave off the cologne or perfume. Many times interview spaces may be small or cramped, and not everyone thinks that your new J.Lo perfume smells like cherry pie. If ever in doubt, turn on the news and see what George Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Hillary Clinton, or Barack Obama are wearing. That's business professional. Your interview is a time for you to demonstrate your creativity in your work, not in your dress. So save that tube top and miniskirt for the weekend. Second, do your homework. Before you go out on a date with someone, what do you want to know about the person? Maybe what they do for a living, their age, a little bit about their background, who their friends are, who their enemies are, what kind of reputation they have, and let's be real, what they look like. When preparing for an interview, you're looking for the same information from the company. This past year, we had 14 employers on campus to interview our students. The number one piece of constructive criticism the interviewers gave was for students to know more about the company's operation. Researching the age of the company, its history, services or products they offer, competitors within the industry, growth patterns, subsidiaries, sales, and corporate image will give you a great knowledge base with which to wow the interviewer. Most of this information can be found online. We also have some resources in the Career Center that may be helpful. Number 3, mind your manners. Ladies, think back to when you and your sweetie went on your first date. I bet he bought you flowers, opened the car door, pulled out your chair, and paid for everything. Fast forward 6 or 8 months, and what happened to Romeo? On a job interview, you should always be on your best behavior. Never, ever, never, never, never be late for an interview. Plan your day so that you can arrive at least 15 minutes early. Allow extra time for wrong directions and bad weather. Once you've arrived, let the receptionist know you're there and excuse yourself to the restroom. Check your hair, check your makeup, check your tie, check your blouse, check your shoes. Be sure you're well put together. Then take a few minutes, take a deep breath, and walk out the door ready to knock their socks off. Being polite, saying please and thank you, yes sir, yes ma'am, and chewing with your mouth closed are expected. And don't forget to smile. Having a pleasant look on your face makes you look more approachable and confident. Speaking of being approachable, if sitting, you should stand when you meet other people. You too, ladies. In our culture, we greet each other in social and official life with a handshake, and we put a lot of emphasis on it being done right. With that said, you'd be surprised at how many people don't know how to shake hands. I've broken it down to a very simple 3-part science. First, you're going to go web to web. When you go in for a handshake, your goal is to put the web of your hand, or the area between your thumb and index finger, on the web of the other person's hand. This configuration puts you in a good position for the next step, the grip. A nice firm grip is what you're going for. Too wimpy and you may be conceived as weak and unassertive, and too hard and you get the reputation of the bone crusher. Finally, the shake. A nice, controlled, subtle up and down movement works best. Don't get carried away. You're not drawing water from a water pump. A few shakes, 3 or 4, and then you're out. Don't hold their hand too long. It can get awkward. If you're one of those people who don't like to shake hands, get over it. That's the way we greet people in official life. Also, sweaty palms can be a bad start to the shake, so dry it off first. Keep a tissue, handkerchief, or cocktail napkin in your pocket for a quick dry before the call to action. As for name-calling, always use Mr., Miss., or Doctor unless invited to do otherwise. For example, let's say Bill Gates walks into the room. You stand to greet him with, "Hello, Mr. Gates." He responds, "No, please call me Bill." "Okay, Bill. It's nice to meet you." It's the little things, collectively called soft skills, that employers are saying students are lacking these days. Brush up on them and you're a leg up on your competition. Be ready for anything. No matter what industry, most interviewers ask the same questions. The best way to prepare for your interview is to anticipate questions that employers may ask and have a game plan. Some of the more commonly asked questions may include, "Tell me a little bit about yourself. What are your career goals? What are you good at and what are you not so good at? And do you have any questions for me?" For a more exhaustive list and suggestions on how to skillfully answer these questions, download the Interviewing 102 podcast from our website. Fifth, discuss your similarities. Who knew that you could find someone who loved dipping French fries in honey mustard and hot sauce while watching Knight Rider reruns as much as you do? It must be love, right? Connecting with the interviewer is also important. To establish good rapport, you must master the art of small talk. A few safe topics, the weather, the building or room you're in, similar taste in coffee or office furniture, who won the big game last night, whatever gets them chatting. A little homework will help out too. Ask the receptionist where the interviewer went to college, or be observant of the decorations in their office. You see a picture of a dog on the desk? "Wow, is that a Great Dane? You know, my first dog was a Great Dane." Many interviewers see this less as nervous chatter and more as a chance to get a read on your personality. Number 6, don't move too fast. At the end of that magic night, the most you should expect is a thanks and good night. Anything else, and you may sense the other person getting a little freaked out. Slow down, Trigger. It's only your first date. Same goes for a job interview. Don't assume that you have the job even before interviewing. There's a thin line between confident and cocky. Cocky is knowing you're the best person for the job. Confident is knowing you're the best person for the job and being able to provide examples of when you've demonstrated those skills. Know the difference. Also, you would never head for home base and ask them about salary, vacation time, or how big your office will be. Take it slow. Let them bring it up. Number 7, leave them wanting more. At the end of a really great date, remember the feeling of kind of missing the person as soon as they get out of the car? That's what you're shooting for. In your interview, be smart, be interesting, be funny, be charming, be clever. Just don't overstay your welcome. When you feel like you have the interviewer in the palm of your hands, shut up and don't overtalk your answers. Jerry Seinfeld, Bob Barker, and Kent Wyatt had it right. Leave when you're on the top of your game. This is that certain something about you that will get you that second interview. Finally, the follow-up. It seems the rules for after-the-date communication have changed. When I was on the dating scene, the rule was you should wait at least 24 hours before making contact with your date, you know, so you didn't seem so desperate. A carefully planned follow-up is just as important after your interview. Once upon a time, only the most thoughtful candidates wrote thank you notes after the interview. Now, the secret's out. Everyone writes them, so you should too. Though situations may vary by industry, a handwritten thank you note on personalized stationery sent within 24 hours of the last contact is still the best way to go. Thank them for their time, reiterate your interest in the position, and state when you hope to hear from them again. Be sure to proofread and write legibly. Collecting business cards throughout the day keeps you from scrambling for an address later. Also, remember that while you're getting this job may be the most important thing to you right now, it's probably one of 1,000 things the hiring authority has to do. Be patient. If they say, "We'll be in touch with you after the 12th of this month," don't call them on the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. try to get a timeline from them and stick to that. If you don't hear from them, say, a week after you had agreed to contact them, it's okay for you to drop them an email or a call. Who knew that all those first dates I went on in college would come in handy for something? Just like first dates, all interviews don't end up with you two riding off in the sunset. You may have to go through a million before you find the one. If you fall off the horse, get back up, brush yourself off, and try it again. For more information on interviewing, feel free to stop by the Career Center in the Student Union Room 300 or visit our website at careerservices.deltastate.edu. Best of luck to you in your job search, and be sure to let us know how we can help.